This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Friday, reaffirming their commitment to democracy after their respective capitals were attacked. Supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro stormed government buildings in Brasilia on January the 8th, calling for a military coup to oust Lula. It was an echo of January 6, 2021, when supporters of former U.S. President Donald Trump attacked the U.S. Capitol. During their meeting at the White House, Lula told Biden, through an interpreter, that invasions on government institutions should never be allowed again.
First of all,
nunca mais permitir,
never more allow,
que haja novo capítulo do Capitólio,
that there should be a new chapter written again on the Capitol invasion here.
E que nunca mais haja o que aconteceu no Brasil.
And never more should happen what happened in Brazil.
Com a invasão do Congresso Nacional.
The invasion of the National Congress.
Do Palácio do Presidente e da Suprema Corte.
The President's Palace and the Supreme Court building.
Biden said democracy must be protected.
Brazil, the United States, stand together. We reject political violence and we put great value in our democratic institutions.
The two leaders also spoke about the climate crisis, in which Brazil, home to the Amazon, the largest rainforest in the world, plays a major role in tackling biodiversity loss. Biden met last year with Lula's predecessor, Bolsonaro, on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The United Nations Security Council will meet next week to discuss whether it will allow the UN to deliver aid to rebel-held northwest Syria through more than one Turkish border crossing following Monday's devastating earthquake. It's a move Russia doesn't think is needed. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has now passed 23,000. This is VOA News. The White House has announced President Biden will mark this month's anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine with a visit to NATO ally Poland. Biden will travel February 20th through the 22nd, meeting with Polish President Andrzej Duda and also members of the Bucharest Nine. That's a group of NATO members in Eastern Europe. Poland is the main hub for refugees and the funneling in of Western military aid for Ukraine, much of it coming from the United States. However, Biden is considered unlikely to visit neighboring Ukraine due to security concerns. Russia has announced it will cut oil production by 500,000 barrels a day next month after Western countries capped the price of its crude over its action in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak says, as of today, we fully sell all our crude output. But as we stated before, we will not sell oil to those who directly or indirectly adhere to the price ceiling. In connection with that, Russia will voluntarily cut production by 500,000 barrels a day. He adds, this will help restore market-style relations. Analysts say one possible Russian response to the cap would be to slash production to try to raise oil prices. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In his State of the Union speech late Thursday, South Africa's president declared a state of disaster to deal with the country's electricity crisis. Vicky Stark reports from Cape Town.
The main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, plans to challenge the state of disaster in court, saying it wants to prevent the kind of looting that took place during the COVID-19 emergency, as President Cyril Ramaphosa's action will empower the ruling African National Congress party to sidestep normal procurement processes. President Ramaphosa also announced there would be a new Minister of Electricity based in his office. The person hasn't been named yet. Vicky Stark for VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.
Peru's President Dina Boluarte demanded the Congress on Friday to bring elections forward, according to the demands of people protesting in the streets. Lawmakers are at loggerheads over whether to hold a snap election this year following the December 7th ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo partway through his term. That was an event that sparked weeks of protests that have seen 48 people killed. In a televised address, Boluarte said Peru's democracy is the most fragile in the Latin American region. And the United Nations top human rights official urged Friday for an international force to be deployed to violence-ravaged Haiti, describing the island nation's multiple crises as a living nightmare. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.